A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that has been sent to the children of Israel, as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness, and everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that gives me courage.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundo Matteo.
Gloria a ti, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Verbum Domini. We pray in a special way at this Requiem Mass for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis, with hope in God, which is the same hope that is ours in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In our first reading from the book of Acts, we hear from Peter, the first pope, telling us that Jesus himself commissioned the church to preach to the people and testify that he is the one and only appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead, and that all who believe in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. And to believe in him is to hope in him. Saint Claude de la Colombier once prayed that he was so convinced that God keeps watch over those who hope in God, that we cannot hope too much, and that we cannot receive less than what we hope for from him who made us. This is the hope of the gospel today, which is known as the judgment of the nations, and is what we profess during the Creed at Mass, where we proclaim Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. And how well each person has responded to the prompting of God's grace will be made clear. And how we have loved our neighbor will reflect how well we have loved Jesus himself. As Saint John of the Cross says, we will be judged by love alone. The gospel also addresses a popular question, which is, who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? Jesus answers in a way by saying to each and every one of us, I don't need your help with the sorting process. Jesus is the judge, and never in this narrative does he ask the sheep or the goats which one is a sheep or a goat. He will do this on his own, just as he saved us on his own. And if he did need any assistance, he has more than enough help with not some, but all of his angels. Every angel will be on duty that day, for they will be with the Lord as he is seated upon his glorious throne, with everyone who ever lived assembled before him. And while he doesn't need our help with herding the flock, Jesus does indeed ask something of us. That is, when he was hungry, that we fed him. Thirsty, we supplied him with drink. Pope Francis, several years ago, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, noted that there is hunger for food around us, but also for companionship. There is hunger for consolation, friendship, good humor. There is hunger for attention. There is hunger to be evangelized, that we find this in the Eucharistic bread, which is the bread that truly satisfies. Pope Francis encouraged us not to forget the words of Jesus, I am the bread of life, and if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. And if we are to call ourselves Christian, we must, to the fullest extent as possible, do as the Lord asks, which includes welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, caring for the ill, and visiting those imprisoned. Pope Francis would often mark Holy Thursday with a visit to Rome's Regina Coeli prison, a tradition he observed since the beginning of his pontificate, drawing close to those living behind bars. He did this until he was too ill to do so. Even then, the Pope would offer them words of encouragement, ensuring they each received a rosary and a pocket-sized book of the Gospels. Responding to these works of mercy is often summed up in the very routine expression, we need to meet people where they are at. However, this sentence should not necessarily stop there. Cardinal Sean O'Malley helped finish this sentence by admitting that, yes, we should indeed meet people where they are at, but we don't take up residency there. God sent Jesus to meet us where we are at, but did not do so to leave us in sin and darkness, rather, to bring us fully into the light. He enters in only to lead us to God, but we are only flesh and blood, which is to say our hearts and our flesh is corrupt, broken by the fall of original sin. God, in knowing that we need better blood and flesh, gives us his own, offering us a healing remedy, his very own flesh and blood, in every consecrated host. And by having his body and blood in our members, we become bearers of Christ. This is why Jesus came down to our level to meet us where we are at in order to raise us up. And he wants to do this just as much as the devil wants to drag us down to his level. If we find ourselves, and if we want to find ourselves on the right side of eternity, we must be ready to serve the Lord as Pope Francis encouraged us to do throughout his entire papacy, to love God and neighbor. Let us pray as we continue this Requiem Mass for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis with hope in God, which is the same hope that is ours in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God bless you.